G'day, this is Pastor Les Gomes from Transformers Christian Church. It's our desire that the message you're about to hear encourages you and helps you identify some valuable insights about your life and situation. As you listen to this message, it's really important that you think about how you can put what you learn into action. The only way you're going to see your life transformed is by putting the things you've learned to work. The Bible says we need to hear the word and also do it. Now, let's get into today's message.
God is good, amen? All the time. All the time? That's it. There's a lot of enthusiasm there. Can I hear a little bit more? God is good?
All the time.
And all the time? Amen. All right, are you ready to hear from God? Amen. Well, we're going to start off with something really spiritual, and I'll get Andrew to play that. It's very deep, so I hope that... you know, you can understand it, and then we'll move on.
Woohoo! La 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 la. Just keeps going on, doesn't it?
Echo! Echo!
Hey, what you doing?
It's gone. I've lost the mask.
Would you drop it?
You dropped it! That was my only chance of finding my son. Now it's gone!
Hey, Mr. Grumpy Gills. When life gets you down, you know what you gotta do?
I don't wanna know what you gotta do.
Just keep swimming, just keep swimming, just keep swimming, swimming, swimming. What do? We swim, swim.
Dory, no singing.
Oh, 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 oh,
Dory.
I love to swim in.
Dory.
When you want to swim, you want
See,
to
I'm gonna
keep
get stuck
on.
Now with that song. Now it's in my head.
Sorry.
I was enjoying that, eh? My shot. That's pretty good. Amen. What are we going to do?
Just keep swimming.
Keep swimming. Keep swimming. Does anybody want to guess what the title of my message is? Duh. Yeah, got it in one. I want to speak a little bit about how to have a good week every week. Who would like to have a good week every week? Who would like to have a great week every week? Awesome. That's what I like to hear. So I want to share some things that will help you have that great week. You know, and to have a great week, it starts with a day. And a day starts with hours, which start with minutes. But I don't like to call them minutes, I like to call them moments. I strongly believe that you don't have to let moments become the framework for your whole life or your whole day. Because a day will lead into weeks, which will lead into months, which leads into a life. So really, the course of your life is set by days, by hours, by moments. Amen? There is power in your words, and you can use them for either a good day, and keep swimming, or a bad day, and gurgle as you go down. Which means you have to develop a new mindset. Proverbs 18 verses 21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat of the fruit." Your life will be determined by what you say and what you think. Moment by moment, day by day, the tone will be set by what you think and by what you say. Who wants to keep swimming? Just keep swimming. God has a plan and he has a destiny, but we have to action it. It's up to us. A lot of Christians are waiting for God to do something, to fix something, to change something. Don't hold your breath, because he's done everything. It's already done. But we have to action that plan. It has a destiny for us, but it's up to us to take it. It's not going to drop in your lap. You're not going to go to the mailbox and find a path and a direction right there. The Holy Spirit will give it to you. But it's up to us to action the things that he has for us. Your day and your week and your life will ultimately go in the direction in what you think and in what you speak. If you in a day think negative thoughts, and if you do, you'll speak them. they'll come out. You're going to produce a negative day. And if you continue along that path, you're going to have a negative week. And if you continue in those weeks, you're going to have a negative life. And you'll be drowning. You won't be swimming. We all look ahead and we look for a life. But we don't realize that that life starts the minute you open your eyes every day. People often say when they say to me, how are you? And I say, great. You had a good week? I had a great week. And every time they see me, which is, you know, a lot, different people see me a lot, they think, she can't really be having a good week every week. But I do. Because I determine that I'm going to. And that's the same for you. You make up your mind what sort of day you're going to have. It's up to you. And just to share a bit of background is that I was a very negative person. Before I came to the Lord, I was, you know, one of those people who was, yeah, told you that would happen, knew that was going to happen. Yep. You know, they talk about people having, the glass half full or half empty. I definitely wasn't in the category of having a glass full. I didn't even make the category of having a glass half full. I had a leak in my half glass. And then a crack. And I would sit there and watch because I thought, oh, this little bit of water is going to drown out. You watch. You know? There couldn't have been a more negative person than me. So I have come a very, very long way. Praise to God, because I didn't do it by myself. I didn't do it of myself. Just keep swimming, Joy. Just keep swimming. I want to share some things that will prevent you from swimming. And it's a good way to have a health check. These are some of the things that will keep you from swimming. They will slowly drown you unless you alter them. Thinking that will hold you back from enjoying your day and your life. One of them is unforgiveness. It's very important. Unforgiveness is impossible. You can't live a happy life if you carry unforgiveness. You can't. It's just not possible. Unforgiveness unchecked becomes bitterness. Bitterness, if you get bitterness into your heart, you'll get sick. It will cause you sick. It'll hinder healing. Unforgiveness will bring feelings that life has been and is continually unfair, and people seem to get away with it. If I forgive, then they seem to get off scot-free. And so I don't want to forgive because that means that my pain was for nothing. How can you go forward with unforgiveness? Because you're always looking at what's been done to you, and that if you seem to forgive someone, then that you got all that pain and they hurt you and they should pay. But you see, so should you and so should I, because God chose to forgive us. I think it has to point inwards before it points out. Unforgiveness will halt you. It will stop you riding the tracks. That'll be one weight on your shoulders that'll keep you further down to the bottom and to drown. The second thing that will hold you back is a victim mentality. A victim mentality will justify unforgiveness, because what someone has done to you is totally inexcusable, unexcusable, just shouldn't be. A victim mentality will produce frustration and anger. Why me? I don't understand this. Why did this happen to me? Why am I this? It's not right. It's not fair. I don't understand why it's me. A victim mentality will cause insecurity. You become defensive and you have an attitude of entitlement. That you're entitled to this slice of work. You are entitled to have a good life. You're entitled to not forgive because you have been through so much. There's a common phrase that we all know, and it's walking around with a chip on your shoulder. You can't move forward with unforgiveness. You can't move forward with a victim mentality. You can't swim. You can't look for a future. You can't wake up happy. You can't see a way out when you're a victim, because you're always meditating on what past and what's happened to you. How can you see ahead of you? It's another weight that'll take you to the bottom. Another thing is ungratefulness. Ungratefulness focuses on what you haven't got. Things that haven't worked out. Ungratefulness will show itself with complaining, with whining, with whinging. Oh, I haven't got enough. I wish I had a better job. Oh, yeah, I get good money, but I really want this. Oh, look. Yeah, I was able to buy a washing machine, but hey, I really wanted this one over here, but it cost too much. And oh, well, you know, just complaining, whinging. Why can't I have this? So-and-so has the best car. So-and-so does this. I would like to do those things, but hey, you know, it's just me. Whim a lot. That won't happen for me. You're never happy. You're never happy with what you got. You've got an ungrateful heart. You can't move forward and you can't keep swimming while you're drowning, because you're looking at the weight of what everybody else has got and you can't see what God has done for you, and you don't bring to remembrance what he's done for you. These are things that hold you back every day. Even if they're not conscious, they come out because you haven't dealt with them. You haven't given them to God. You haven't talked to him about it. You can't swim. How can you have hope? Yes, Joy, but you don't know what's happened to me. I've had so many things. People have treated me so unfairly. I've had a rotten upbringing. I can't help it. Yes, you can. Just in brief, I had a pretty sucky childhood too. I was given up for adoption when I was, I think, about 6 weeks old. And then I was given to adopted by adopted parents who didn't even like me. So I grew up with a big chip on my shoulder because nobody wanted me. And I used to blame God. I'd say, you know, why am I here? I was really angry at God. Okay, everybody owed me. And I came out, a lot of people, mine came out in anger and frustration. I was a very angry young person. I was a very frustrated person. And I was very protective of myself, and I didn't care who I hurt, who I walked over, because I had a spirit of entitlement. Every one of these things that hold you back, I can guarantee you, I had them. I had unforgiveness. I had victim mentality. I had ungratefulness. I had anger and I had hate, and I had a few more that I haven't even written down. I have time to go into. I was not a positive person. I did not like people. I didn't like me. I hated my adopted parents, and I hated the parents who gave me up as well. I had a lot of hate, a whole lot of unfairness. Did I ask to be put into a family like that? No. And see, that was my crutch, was I didn't ask to be born. And I blamed God that I was born, because why was I here? Just to be hurt? Why? Why am I on earth, God? So I had decided that it was time for me to just show God what I was, and I wasn't going to have a part of God, and I would show him, and I would live my life the way I wanted to, and God, you can just go suck eggs. Drown to the bottom. These things, and I'm sharing these things to let you know that you can overcome in God. I wouldn't do it myself. Doesn't matter what background you had. Doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. Don't tell me how bad your life was. I don't care. Do you know why? Because God, if you allow him, will fix it and change it. But it's up to you. It's up to me. Ungratefulness. You will not enjoy your day if you are carrying this baggage around with you, when your thought life is plagued with these sort of feelings and these sort of thoughts, how can you ever think that you're going to lead a good life, a happy life, an enjoyable life, a fulfilled life? How? How can you? It's not possible, because your thoughts aren't there. They're in these places. It's all about what happened to you or what you're going through. Just keep swimming, just keep swimming. Very quiet. Negative feelings. God never intended us to be led by our feelings. He expects us to be led by His Word, His Spirit, and His thoughts. Amen? A common objection that I hear to this is when I say that, or when you say, I don't get led by my feelings, or my feelings come very low down as far as me living my day. And the common objection that I hear to this is, oh, don't we have to be real? Don't we have to, you know, acknowledge our real feelings about things? Let's just be real. It's all about being real. Joy, you're not being real. You know, we live in this world. We've got things that we have to deal with. There's things that have happened to us. After all, God gave us feelings. He did. But He didn't ask us or tell us to be dictated by them, did He? We are not supposed to be dictated by our feelings or be real. The fruit of following feelings often come when you have these things. You'll experience extreme highs, lows, anxiety, frustration. These are not the fruit of God. These are not the fruit of the Spirit. Our feelings are given to us by a means of expression and relief, and when balanced, it will keep us healthy. They will keep us healthy. But when you switch them around and you allow them to lead, it'll cause sickness, both emotionally and physically. It will cause stress and anxiety. It will cause you to have high blood pressure and fear. This is being real, guys. Should we be real? Is this what God is? Is this the fruit of what God says in being real? Is this your reality? You want to be real? I don't want that real. This is being real by the world standards and in the natural realm. The fruit is so destructive. Even to a death, it can cause people to die. Can you tell me where God is in any of that? Can you tell me that that's been real, God's way, in let's be real about our feelings? It's death. Being real, though, expressed in the way that God intended, keeps us healthy. Now that is in line with the Word, to be healthy both physically, spiritually, and emotionally. And when we're like that, and when we're in that, we will be able to swim another day. Just keep swimming, not spinning. My question is, when people say they need to be real, the thing that just comes to mind for me is, what reality are you functioning in? What is your real? Our reality should be God's Word. Our reality should be living in His reality. What's your real? Is it by the Word standard? Is that what you class your real as? Or is it by what God says? Or is that your reality? So when people say you've got to be real, I'm real. I'm very real. I'm real because I live and continue to grow and want to live in God's reality. And you know what? That's scriptural. Do you know where it is? We are not of this world, are we? John 15 verse 19 says, He has called us out and shown us how to live in this world without being part of this world. He called us out of this world. The world's real isn't meant to be our real. our real should be based on what he is saying. We should be kept connected to the supernatural. Do you know that the supernatural realm is more real than this reality that we think we live in, that we are a part of? If you saw what goes on in the supernatural realm happens before it happens here and comes to us. That's the reality, God's reality. Yes, I'm real, and you should be too, because he wants all of us to live in his reality. Let's be real. I'm real. God is good. I have victory. I overcome all things that come against me. God shows me the path of life. That's my reality. Is it yours? Now, do things go like that for me in the natural? No, but I just keep swimming. Fruit of wrong thinking. The fruit of wrong thinking produces frustration. It produces sadness, anxiety, stress, mood swings, physical sickness. Bad behavior is another one, to name a few. Your life will always be on a roller coaster ride. Days of extreme highs and days of extreme lows. How many people know people that are like this? Your world around you will either be good or bad depending on only how you feel. How you feel dictates your day. Sadly, yes. How you feel, or most of us feel from the time we get up, if it's not altered by the time we get up, will be governed by how we feel. And if you're having a bad day, sometimes people don't say a lot, but you know what? They make others very aware that they're having a bad day. Body language is just as bad as bad-mouthing, if not worse. If you're displaying bad behavior to let people know how you feel, that is wrong. Regardless of how much pain you've had, how much you experience, it's wrong. Staying in these thought patterns never brings relief. And it never brings peace. It only heightens the feelings more. You know, and for some reason, so many people think, well, you don't know what I've been through. You don't know what, how can I be happy? I've been so badly hurt. I've got so much pain. Well, you know, that's not what God says, does he? That's not what he says. I just want to share a little bit. I'm going to probably get you smacked later. I just want to share about Joel. About a month ago, might have been a couple of months ago, Joel went to work, and I love Joel. He's the most amazing young man. So is my other son, Micah. But at the moment, just talking about Joel, and he went to work, and one of the things that he really dislikes at work is being put on counters. Bit louder? He hates counters. Anyway, he'd gone to work and he didn't know he was on counters and he was put on counters. You can correct me if I'm wrong. Okay. And he was put on counters and he just got so angry. He's like, I hate this. They know I hate this. Why do they put me on counters? They know I can't stand it. And he was angry and he was frustrated. And this is at the beginning of his shift. He felt like slamming things around and probably did. But he was there. And then I believe it was the Holy Spirit spoke up and he said, I am going to have a good day. I don't care what happens. I'm determined I will have a good day. And so he made that decision. Notice it's a decision that has to happen first. He made a decision and then he actioned that decision. And he went out of his way to bless people, to bless customers, to bless his staff. And at first, he probably felt like blessing them with bricks. Am I right? Probably felt like blessing them with bricks, as many of us do. But he kept at it. He just kept swimming, just kept swimming, just kept swimming. By the time his day was done, he said he had the best day ever. Am I right? Doesn't matter what's going on. You just make a decision to do it God's way and you watch that power take place in your life. Okay. How to have a good day? What reality are you living from? What is your real? What is your let's be real? How to have a good day, a great day, great week, a great month, which will all add up to a great life. How do you keep swimming and not drown when life throws curveballs and spins your whole life around? Philippians 4:8 says, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is lovely, whatever. God said that. That's in the Bible. So he said we can do that. He told us these are the things that we need to meditate on. These are the things that we need to think about. He didn't put a question mark, but if you've had a bad life, you're exempt. If you've had not a good job, you're exempt. I don't read that. If you can find that in your Bible, please come and show me. Because no Bible I read says that. Does yours? It also says in Proverbs 17:22, merry heart doth good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. Nehemiah 8:10 says, the joy of the Lord. I'm not going to go right into it. There's so many. But what you got to notice is God doesn't say to us that they're conditional. He doesn't say it doesn't matter. It just depends on what life throws at you that it applies. He said, dwell on these things. There's no other reasons that we can't. There's no excuses. There's no letter to give to him. Oh God, I'm exempt because this happened. So I don't have to be joyful. I don't have to be happy. Well, you don't. Well, I don't want to be miserable. You want to be miserable? You got to learn to swim and not drown when life throws you curveballs. You need to choose to dwell on thoughts that empower you, inspire you, encourage you. Thoughts that give you faith, hope, and joy. If you'll keep your mind filled with the right thoughts, there won't be any room for the wrong thoughts. Impossible, you say? God doesn't think so. Because I just showed you what he told us to dwell on. Continue to renew your mind. Speak it. Change your thoughts. Change your life. That's what it amounts to. Every day you do that. So many people think I can't. There's so many things happen to me or continue to happen. I can't be happy. Yes, you can. It's a choice. It doesn't mean the bad things that happen go away. But it teaches you how to enjoy them in spite of them. Things in life happen that are difficult. Things we don't understand. Things that can really turn us around. Tragedy can hit you hard. Persecution, betrayal. Do we ignore them? Do we act like they just don't happen? Act like they don't hurt? Act like that they're fair? What do? You just keep swimming. You just keep moving forward. To keep swimming is not a show. It's not an act. It's having real peace from God that causes you to be able to keep moving forward, to be able to laugh from your heart and sleep peacefully at night and look forward to what the next day brings. You can only do this if you're living and plugged into God's reality. and it starts every day when you wake up. Being real doesn't mean hard times don't come. As you know, that last year, Les and I lost our daughter of 32 of cancer, and she left three small children. God didn't want her to die of cancer. We didn't want her to die of cancer. She was young and she was vibrant and she wanted to live. God didn't cause her to die. And people often think, is this when they talk about Les and me or see, how can you be like this? I can be like this because I refuse to grieve. Because I know she wouldn't want it. Does that mean that I don't get sad? No. Does it mean that I ignore the fact that she's no longer here? No. I think of her every day. But don't wait for me to grieve, because I'm not going to. Because you know why? I change my thoughts every day. If I wake up and I'm sad, I change it. I may have a little cry. I may talk to the Lord, because he wants you to talk to him when you're upset. He wants to talk to you to talk to him when you're hurting. But you know what the danger is when you camp there. It's when you live there. There's nothing wrong with saying, God, this sucks and this hurts. But I ain't going to live there to please you or because you think that's how I should behave. Because that's not how God expects me to behave. So what do? I make a decision to change how I think. And I think about all she was and who she is. I think about the times and the funny times and the good times. I think about the times that I was with her when she gave birth to all her children. I think about the legacy she's left in her children, in my grandchildren. I think about the funny things that she's done. I think about she used to do before she had children. She was a daycare child mind, what do you call it? Child worker and centre. And this was many, many years ago when she used to have to sit the kids down to eat lunch, and they would all, as they were getting serving one, another one would be off their seat and running around and sit them back down, she would say, and then the other one would be up and around. So Erin decided she had a solution, and it worked. And what she did was when she sat them down, she got the back of their jumpers and put it over the back of their seats. So they were stuck. They just had to sit. And so they all sat down and ate their meals because they couldn't get up. Probably if you did that now, you'd get like child abuse. But anyway, it worked. And the kids loved her. She had such a magic with kids. She just loved children. The only thing she ever wanted to do from the time she was a little girl was to be a mum. And she was a doofus. She'd bump into walls and fall down steps. She was one of those people. And so, you know, those things cheer me up. I decide how I'm going to think. And you know what? It's not goodbye. It's till I see you again. You've got to make a decision to change your thoughts. You've got to make a decision of where you're going to live. I want to keep swimming. I keep swimming. I don't understand everything that happened. I don't understand why my daughter's in heaven and I lived through cancer. I don't understand. I don't have all the answers. But you know what? I don't need them to be happy. I'm not going to stay stuck in what I don't understand and not move forward in the things that I do. And what I do know is that I'll see her again. What I do know was she was a gift. What I do know, she is more beautiful now in heaven than she ever was. There's so many things. I think about the good things. You have that decision. You can do this. And I know my family, Joel, Micah and Les, we all do it. But we do allow ourselves to be sad. we do allow ourselves to cry because we miss her. But we don't live there. We don't camp there. And I will continue to talk about her. And I know when I do and I talk about the good things and I'm not crying and wailing, it makes people feel uncomfortable. Well, tough. I'm not going to wail and cry because it's not in my heart. Does that mean that I don't miss her? Does that mean I don't wish that things were different? Of course I do, but they're not. So I just keep swimming because God has a plan and a future for me. He has good things for me. He has promises for me, and they're the things that I meditate on. And they're the things. It doesn't matter what you've been through. You can change. And it doesn't mean that you're not real about what you feel. It's like I shared earlier. If you have your feelings and they're kept in the proper perspective and shared and in balance, that's how God intended. That's why we have them. We are to feel sad. We can get angry. We can get frustrated. But we don't camp there, and it's not because of past things. Things can happen. You know, you might kick the dog and break your toe. Yeah, you can get upset about that. But don't live there. Get your toe seen to and get on with it. Because God's plan hasn't changed just because you stubbed your toe. God's plan hasn't changed for me because my daughter died. God's plan hasn't changed for you if you haven't got the right job or the right partner or you've been through hell and back. Because he's got a good plan for you. Think on the good things. There are good things, and that should be your reality, what he says. And trust him that he loves you, and those things will come to pass. Whatever things are noble, whatever things are right, whatever things are lovely, these things. Do you know what? The joy of the Lord is your strength, and I can speak about that from experience because I know through the hard times in my life, including what happened to my daughter, I know it's his strength. His joy is my strength. And it takes me through. And the other thing that to remember is make a decision to have a good life because it really, really annoys the devil. And if he, my point of view is pretty much that the devil tried to rip me off for most of my life, in my early part, and I am determined he ain't getting the rest. And I am determined that I am going to live it to the fullest and he can suck rocks. Yeah. I don't care what he wants to throw at me. I don't care what life comes. I'm not going to keep spinning. I'm going to keep swimming. I'm not special. This applies to every born-again Christian because this is word. If I can do it, each one of you can do it. Do I hear an amen? Amen. Just keep swimming. Stop spinning. When life chucks your curveball, stand still. Get your arms going. Get mad at the devil. Decide against everything that you're going to have everything God gave. He gave a lot for you to live a great life, a happy life. And you know what? You're not always going to understand why things happen. But if you're going to just keep looking and think, well, I don't understand why that happened to me, I don't understand either. But what I do understand is God loves me. He died for me. He gave me a future, and I'm going to have it. And I'm going to live a healthy life and a fulfilled life. And when I go to heaven, I'll meet my children. Amen? Because I have another child in heaven. This can only happen as you make a decision to change the way you think. You have to change your thoughts, and your thoughts will start the moment you get up. If you wake up and you're negative, you're going to have a hard time changing that because that will be like a domino effect. You've got to hit it in the bud from that time. You have a talk to the Lord, whatever it is that's bothering you, and then you move on. You think, I'm going to have a good day. And then action that good day. Do something for someone else. Decide that you're going to have someone. The doctor told me 6 years ago, she was the medical director who came with her entourage. And she said to me, or to Les and myself. You're not going to make it, pretty much. We can give you palliative care, but, you know, there's nothing we can do. And I'm just laying in bed looking at her, and Les is beside me. He said, I've seen, she was saying, you know, how much she's seen things like this before, and the end result's not good, and she's pretty sorry. I nicknamed her Dr. Doom, by the way. But what I did, I was so full of God. My body was crap, but inside, hey, I was so good. And I just called her. I had this skinny finger. I was sitting there. Oh, I couldn't lay down because I couldn't breathe if I lay there. So I was doing that. I called her over. And so she came over to the bed and I called her closer. And she came a little bit closer. And I put my hand around her and I go, it's okay. I'll be fine. She didn't know what to do with that, eh? Made me feel good. But she sort of broke away and she goes, and I know she was thinking, this woman isn't facing reality. But you see, I was. I was. And don't tell me it doesn't work, because I'm here to show you. It did work. And it does work. If it worked for me, it's going to work for you. You just got to stop spinning and keep swimming. Swimming in the things of God. Swimming to your future. Leaving behind those things. And that's another thing that God says. Leave behind. You're not going to change them. Feeling angry and sad about them won't change them. But what it will do is hold you up from everything that God has for you. How do you do it? You acknowledge the problem, the hurt, the pain, the anguish. First you go to God, you talk to Him and you express it. That's important. The danger is when you camp there. Deciding to think about the good, the promises, the great things God has done. This is swimming. If you don't, you're going to drown. Don't keep meditating the problem. Go straight to God. Get His comfort. Go back to His promises. Think on them. Dwell on them. Speak them. By focusing on God's promises, more than the situation will give you the power to overcome every time. But you've got to make the decision to do that. You've got to get so filled with the Word. You've got to go to the promises. You've got to see what the Word says about these things. And then refuse to move from them. If you take notes, this is something I would encourage you to write. Deciding to think positively in a negative situation is one of the best things you can ever do for yourself. And I'll just say that again. Deciding to think positively in a negative situation is one of the best things you can ever do for yourself. Whatever you focus on, you're going to give strength to. What do you want to be bigger? Your problems? Your past? I don't. I don't ever want to go back there. But I give strength. Till I shall live and not die, to bring glory to God. I give strength to that God shows me the path of life. I give strength through that I have a plan and a purpose. I give strength to the things He says, that I am loved and that I have a place and I have a purpose and I have a destiny. I have a place that I can overcome all things that are set back. It's just another word ready for a comeback. Whatever you give focus to, you give strength to. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope. Plans to give you a future." Proverbs 3:5, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding." Whatever's holding you back, it's time to give it up. Time to swim. Time to have and be everything God wanted you to be. Is this easy? No, it's not. But it is a decision. And you can have it. And when you do, you'll walk in power and you'll see changes. You'll see results. But you know what? It takes courage. It takes tenacity. It takes someone who's going to stand up and say, have a backbone and not wishbone. It takes someone who's going to say, I refuse not to have everything that God wants me to have. It takes someone who decides that God loves them enough and has died on the cross for what? For you to live and have what he died for. It takes tenacity to stand against the odds and keep swimming against the current that's trying to throw you over. And after you spin around, to just focus and keep swimming. It takes guts. But it's worth it. Because you will enjoy your life. It doesn't stop tragedy. It doesn't stop bad things. It doesn't stop things and life coming at us. But you can beat it. But it's only you can do that. I can't do that for you. You got to trust him. You just keep swimming. You keep swimming when you don't have all the answers. You decide you're going to have a good day. Stop spinning and keep swimming. Decide that you are going to have. Doesn't matter what you don't understand. Sometimes God will bring understanding. Maybe not at the time, but further down the track. But a lot of the time, he'll just leave you and you don't understand. But you understand enough to know that he understands what's good for you. And you need to understand that maybe you don't need all the answers because they're not going to be helpful. And trust him with those things. Don't just wait to get understanding because you won't live. You're going to go straight to the bottom because I can guarantee you, he's not going to give you all the answers. And to be prepared to be able to go forward in not having all the answers is one of the best things you'll do for yourself. This is another thing that I would encourage you to meditate on. Your mind is powerful. When you have the mind of Christ, you become unstoppable. Renew your mind to his word and live in victory. Your mind is powerful. It calls the shots. Proverbs 20:24 says, since the Lord is directing our steps, don't try to figure out everything that happens along the way. You may not understand it, but you can come back to this core truth. And the core truth is God knows what he's doing and his plan for your life is good. There's peace right there. But if you're not filled with these things, you're going to spin. Or if you choose to feel sorry for yourself because of your situation or what happened, you're not going to experience that. You're going to be a roller coaster in your Christian walk. It'll depend on how you feel, and how you feel will affect how you treat people. And there's nothing worse, and I know I've lived this, where you wake up and you're on top of the world and everything's amazing and the very next day you're ready to slit your throat. Harsh, but true. Ask people who suffer from depression or anxiety. That's not how God intends us to live. You can't go. You go from extreme highs down and hit the bottom. That's not how God wants us to live. Understand that God's favor surrounds you like a shield. Every setback is a setup for a comeback. Every bad break, every disappointment. You haven't touched the surface of what God has in store for you. What God has is far greater than what you've gone through, what you experienced. Focus on what he says. Focus on the victory. Focus on what his plan is for you. You have to make a deliberate decision to do this. And like I said, it's not always easy to do, but it can be done. And you can't tell me it haven't, because here I am. And it's not just me, I know many others who live this way. But we have to stop curling up in a corner and stuck in our farm and grow up. If you treat people badly because of what you've gone through, whether it's your family, your friends, that's wrong. There's no excuse. There's nothing you've been through that can justify that. And it shouldn't. I want to finish up with a daily to-do list. This isn't to be done when you're already in the mountain. This is to be done even when you're swimming. And to just keep doing it, even every day. Every day. And you'll find that when those hard times come, whether they're big bad things or little bad things, it's just life happens daily. You can be driving to work and someone cut in front of you and you can get frustrated. Now, I know none of my children are like that. Silence over there. But you know what? That can happen. And when that does happen, you can do two things. You can stay in it and think and you'll be frustrated for the rest of the day. And you'll be at work thinking about that car that you just want to let down his tyres. Or that you want to chase him, or you hope he gets it. Or you can choose to bless him and say, Lord, you bless that man who's so rudely cut in front of me. You bless him, not with what I want to bless him with. You bless him with good things. Yeah. And then you keep doing that, and you'll come into line with the correct way of thinking because you just decided to. And you know what? That moment in your life doesn't have to stretch into your day. And see, that's the thing. Moments. Minutes. It's a moment. And so many of us will let moments destroy our day. Have a moment. And that's okay. But get back up. Let it just be a moment. Don't let it be like chewing gum sticking to your foot. And it drags. And it becomes a day, which will become the next day. And a week. And a week goes by, and you're still thinking about this guy who cut you off. Don't let your moments grow. Just let it be a moment and move on. Okay, that happened. Look, a better day. There's good things ahead of me. Sometimes you can have a lot of bad moments in one day. But I still look at them as moments. And I refuse to go to bed until I'm absolutely happy. Be aware of your day. Change your day. You have that. I can't do that. God's not going to come and drop from heaven and just say, good on you, love, you know. You've got to decide for it just to be a moment and keep swimming in the rest of your day. Don't let your moments drag, because if they drag into hours and they drag into days, they will drag into years, which drags into being your life. Daily to-do list. Develop a grateful heart. Bring to remembrance all the good things God has done for you. Remember there's power in forgiveness. It clears the path for your future. Come today, God, every day and say, Lord, is there someone that I have something against? If so, bring them to my mind because I forgive them. Yeah, you can have unforgiveness to someone who pushes in front of you in cold. I have. I'm past that now. You can have moments. Don't let them drag into days. Forgiveness. There's power in forgiveness. And it does path the way for your future. Be filled with the word daily. Just keep swimming. And what that means is keep tracking God's course for your life. That's what it means. You just keep swimming. You face what goes on. You deal with what goes on. And you move on. It doesn't, and that's been real. When I laugh, it's not pretend. I laugh from my heart. I speak from my heart. I sleep peacefully at night. It's not a show. It's what I do because it's how I live. I have moments, and sometimes I can have a lot of moments. but I don't live there. Swim yourself into a victorious lifestyle. I want you to close your eyes for this last two things. Has everybody got their eyes shut? No peeking. Now I want you to think of something that's in your world right now that is causing you problems. Jesus has already overcome it. I like to say it this way. Don't give up, cheer up. By faith you can release the force of joy, the strength of God. Be of good cheer. Rejoice. Amen.